me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Knowing this morning that you have a new day, a new dawning for things to start all over in your life, for you to be able to get back on the right path. So we say again, all over to everybody that's at the sound of my voice, good morning. Thank you for coming in, sitting at the table with us to break the bread of life and to drink the living water. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Bring us in with prayer, please.
Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning, Saints. Once again, thank you for tuning in with this executive meeting, which God allowed us to sit down before Him this morning. Thank Jesus. Thank your God, wonderful counselor. Let our conversation, God, be full of grace and season with salt, so that we may know how to answer everyone, oh God. We pray that we do not respond out of our malice or anger towards people, oh God. But Jesus, whew. But let the words that we speak, God, be the words that we reflect, God. Let the words that we speak, God, be the word with a purpose, oh God, in the line of your will, God. And let the words that we speak, God, be from the lips that have been blessed by you, oh God. We speak now, God, prosperity into our life, oh God. We order now order ourselves, oh God, unto you, oh God. It's your will, oh God. We do not tarry, God, or wait, God, for your presence, oh God, but we will stay in your presence, oh God. We shall pray and we shall be in fasting, God. We shall be in supplication unto you, oh God. We shall hear your word, oh God. We shall keep our ear gate closed, God, and we should cautiously be watching over our tongue, oh God. May this day, oh God, let us note that the power, oh God, that we have vested in us, oh God, that you have given to us, oh God, that we are rare heirs and heiresses of your kingdom, oh God. We love you, oh God, for this, oh God, oh God. We thank you, God, for lifting us up every day, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us another day, oh God, for waking up us up and opening our eyes to see you, oh God, to work towards your glory, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God. It's truly you, oh God, that's you, oh God. God of love, oh God, I pray. I do all things in love. Even talking, oh God, I declare that no unwholesome talk come out my mouth, oh God. But only with the helpfulness, oh God, we build others to accord up according to their needs, oh God. But it's a benefit from whom who listen, oh God. I pray that my words edify, oh God, and encourage and comfort your people, oh God, at this time, because you want me to do good things in everything, oh God. I pray that you be glorified in me in my speech, oh God. I pray, God, you are the righteous God. I pray that, oh God, I need you too, God. I need you, God, help me, God, to bite my tongue, oh God. The word say that sin is not ended by multiple words, by the prudent hold of the tongues, oh God. Lord, hold, Lord Jesus. Lord, oh Lord, allow me to be wise and hold my tongue when necessary. I pray that I do not let the words be directed. My words be directed and guided by the anger of in a heated situation, but instead of the words led by the peace and love, oh God. It's truly you, oh God, that give us this gracious thing, oh God. We love you, oh God, Holy Spirit. I thank you for who you are, God. I thank you for changing me so that I have become more like you, oh God. Lord, I pray that I remain righteous, and I pray that I weigh up to the answers, God, before you, God, you've given me, oh God, the people of God. Because things are not how they're supposed to be, God. May let us pray and keep us in glory, oh God, instead of the gush of wickedness of evil, God. I pray that I do not become like the wicked, oh God. I spew the words that are not right or holy, God. As I believe, oh God, I pray that I remain set apart in those of my thoughts, God, behavior in my speech, oh God. I glorify you, oh God. It's you, it's your will, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We bless the bench that's coming forth with the word, oh God. We bless the listeners who's coming on this. Just grace our presence, oh God, and your presence. We hope that, God, we pray, God, that you are filling up each and every individual that's under the sound of my voice that's taken in this word, oh God. It's your true glory, God. Let them know that it's in you, God, that they shall walk into, oh God. Nothing else, oh God. Turn away from the man. Turn away from land. Turn from earthly things, oh God, and turn to you, God. It's your presence that they should seek, oh God. It's their presence that you seek from them, oh God. Let them know, God. Let it speak unto the heavens, oh God. I praise your name up into the heavens, God, from earth, oh God. We praise and we magnify your name on high, God. Jesus Christ, amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's your glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God on this morning. Just thanking him. Just take a moment out to just thank God for this morning, because as I sit back and think about it, we truly didn't have to be here this morning. It's truly a gift. And we do not want the day to go by without just thanking God. Let that be one of your first things to do, just to thank God. Let the word that come out of your mouth. Let him know exactly how you feel. I want to go back and talk about the power of the tongue, controlling the tongue, because the thing that I find to be the most in my Christian walk, in my daily walk, is the things that's coming out of my mouth, the things that are being spoken, the things that, and realizing after you've said something, you might have, you could have blessed yourself, or you could have put a curse on yourself. And what we need to do is, in order for us to get from one place to the other, God has given us tools. One of them are decreeing and declaring things. We can speak positive affirmations out of our mouths. We can just speak all positivity. But in a day-to-day basis, because we are so used to just saying things without thinking about what we say, we start speaking things over ourselves that we start bringing damnation on our own selves. And at the beginning of last year, we talked about the way we should bring our mornings in and how we are able to command the atmosphere and to do things, you know, just to start your day in a right day, in a rightful way. And it's something that we really, truly, really, truly, not just say it, but you have to think about it. And in order for us to get there, we need to learn about, again, or just be reminded. Sometimes we just have to be reminded about the tongue. And this morning, the scripture selection is coming from James, the third chapter. And I'm going to start at verse 3. It says, "We can make a large horse go ever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth, and a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses, to go. Even though the winds are strong, in the same way the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches. But a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it's set on fire by hell itself." Verse 7, "People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. 9, sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessings and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right." I want to get on today, Minister Chiquita and I want to focus on verses 3-5 out of what I just spoke about. And what it basically saying is, and I'm going to give some follow-up scriptures to talk, some supportive scriptures as it relates to the tongue. Because one thing that I had to learn, I had to make sure that I think about things before I say it. Because when people sit and say, "Sticks and stones may hurt my bones. This is something we grew up on, but words can never hurt me." I find that to be untrue. Because a spoken word, sometimes a hit will sting you, and eventually it will go away. Spoken words can stay there, and you and I can sit and harbor over those words forever and refuse to let them go. And then we put ourselves in a situation where we are not, we block our own blessings. Let me just say it that way. We block our own blessings because we keep going back to those words over and over and over again. And instead of us letting it go or releasing it, or, you know, just sitting and saying, okay, well, this is what this person thinks, this is what this person thinks, we sit and we harbor those feelings. They just keep coming back over and over and over again. And every time those feelings, and I'm just being transparent, every time those words come back, it makes you angry all over again. If it was hurtful, it makes you hurtful. It makes you hurt all over again. If you are a person that suffered with depression because of something people, what you worry about what people say or this, that, and another, it places you in a place of depression all over again. You may have triggers and something that somebody said or you know, from the past or even in the present can trigger you where you alter, where your characteristics are, where you get so angry, where you display belligerent behavior or whatever. But I want to sit and say today that we need to put the negative speaking away and start speaking positive into our lives. Because one thing we do know is when God created the world, he created by spoken word. And as you look around the world, you look at the trees, they're beautiful. You look at the flowers, they're beautiful. The water, you can drive down the street and look over at the waters, be in a place where you are angry and bothered, but look over at God's spoken creation, and maybe a piece of serenity may come over you, a piece of a joy may come over you, just a calmness may come over you. And speaking, this is why you should and I should get into a place where we daily, not sometimes, we daily, it becomes a daily practice in our lives to get up and start. No, it doesn't have to be in the morning. It could be any time in your day, any time in the night, any time. Sometimes I wake up, I'm suddenly woke up in the mornings, and the first thing that comes out of my mouth, I practice for it to be something positive. Even if I wake up because I'm waking up to illness, I speak positive over whatever my situation is right then and there because I want to come out of it. I do not want to stay in that situation at that time. So I want to start speaking positive things into my atmosphere, into my situation at that time. And this, and in order for us, anybody, for us to go into a place, a blessing place, that's one of the key components that we need to do. We know that we have to have a personal relationship. We know these different things, but we also need to know the things that come out of our mouth is very important. The Bible says, says a great deal about the tongue and the words that comes out of our mouth, that the tongue holds the power and life and death. And we know that because in Proverbs 18:1 it states that. But in this section here, the Apostle James, he says that any man that controls his tongue, he is a fully developed character. Say that again. He says that any man that controls his tongue, he is a fully developed character and can also control his entire being. And I didn't read that. I just put that in my notes, and that's in James 3:2. I suggest and I urge you all to read this book on controlling your tongue. Anything that we give you, do not just sit and take it. Go back and read it. That's why it's so important for us to use the scripture so you can be in a place where you can read it and understand it for yourself and see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you and where it's taking you. Because we know that the Holy Spirit is our guide. The tongue is a little member of the body, but it causes tremendous problems. Relationships, they often end because of that. Some people lose their jobs because of their mouth. Some people lose their friends because of their mouth. Some people lose their loved ones because of their mouth. We sit and we say things, and then we come back and say, oops, did I say that? The tongue is so powerful that it causes so much strife and misunderstanding. And that right there, I can truly say that the tongue can cause strife and misunderstanding. You could say one thing and somebody can misinterpret it and say something else. And then once they misunderstand or misinterpret what you say, I may come back and say something which causes me to be embarrassed, but then you can't do anything about it because you've already spoken it. No man can tame the tongue. So we need God. One thing about it, we need God to help us in taming the tongue. It's not something that we can do on our own. We need God to tame the tongue. If we go over into Psalms 19:14, King David had problems with his tongue, and instead of him saying anything out of his mouth, what King David did was, in scripture, he asked God to put a guard over his tongue. He asked for his tongue. He asked God to let the words that come out of his mouth be accept, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. And one thing about that, let me pause right there about that scripture right there. David had a double action that went on with that. He said, let the words that come out of his mouth and the meditation, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. This is what he asked God. So meditation are your thoughts. Meditation, you have to think about it. So David was asking God to let the words that come out of my mouth, let me meditate on them. He's saying, let me think about them. Help me to think about what I say before I say it, because I want it to be acceptable to you. David did, he brought the thought, the mind, and the mouth together. He brought two things, two powerful things together, and he was asking God, help me use these things so I don't just sit and talk reckless, or I don't sit and, because if you go into the scriptures with David, especially the Psalms, David was asking God to do some things to his enemies. David was asking God to just destroy them, kill them, do whatever. So David was to the point here in Psalms 19:14. He put the mind and the tongue together. He was asking God, I need you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help my thought pattern. Help me discipline my mind, because that's the word I want to use. Help me, Father, discipline my mind so the words that come out of my mouth will be acceptable to you. So the words that I'm sitting and I'm thinking to you, Father, even though I may have negative thinking a lot, Father, I'm asking you to help me change that by the meditation that I'm doing to you. Let me think about it. Let me look at your beauty. Let me remember the things that you have done for me. Let me know. Let me think of the things, the promises that you have already prepared for me. I can't say that's what David's mindset was, but I can tell you that on today, that's one of the things that I think about. I sit and I have to think about it. I was telling somebody the other day that I made a conscious decision that I'm not going to allow anyone to disrupt my peace anymore. It didn't matter who it was. But see, I had to get to a place where I asked God, Father God, I need the Holy Spirit to help me to meditate, to be into a place where I condition myself, where I discipline myself, where I think before I speak, because the words that come out of my mouth, I want them to be acceptable to you. I don't want to keep saying the same things over and over and over. That will hurt me, that will hurt somebody else, or for the most part, that will make you look at me and be like, shame on you. Or have to remind me, the Holy Spirit has to remind me that blessings and curses cannot come out of the same mouth. I have to work. Strive daily. The word strive, meaning that you're keeping moving, you keep going on, you're continuing to work towards something. And this is one thing that we have to do. We have to get into a place as David did. We have to get into a place where we ask God, Father, help my thought pattern. Help me, Father God, to control my thought pattern. Help me get into a place of discipline, so the words that come out of my mouth will be acceptable to you. And we know, too, that the heart also speaks to the mind. So we want our heart to be in a place where we're not harboring any ill feelings or harboring anything that's going to communicate to our mind instead of just impulsively say something that's going to bother somebody else or make us into a place of embarrassment. Minister Chiquita, come on in, and if you would like to add to this portion.
The Bible says, saint, be slow to speak and quick to hear. That is working in wisdom. That's one of the kingdom principles of the Bible, of kingdom living, period. And with that being said, we have to be not so fast to open our mouth, even when we're in an emotional state and feeling of anger, dismay, worry, sorrow, grief. You have to sit down and internalize that feeling and process that feeling. Take it into a space, and if you can't, you ask God to intercede for you, because at times the burdens be too heavy for us ourselves, so that's why God said lean onto him. So opening your mouth is... It can be detrimental, and it can also be a blessing unto your life. God needs you to be in a place to where you are in a place where nothing bothers you. It has to bounce off you like you are a raincoat, and the rain hit it, and it just rolling off. That's where you have to put on the whole arm of God. That's called, in other words, thickening your skin. Entrusting God with everything that's going on. It's all part of the process. We can open our mouth, and you can have, just like you walking in, you can walk around and you have a plate of food in your hand, and somebody bump you and that plate falls. You were happy with that chicken on that plate, with that gravy and the mashed potatoes and that biscuit. But when that plate fell, you was upset, you got in dismay. The reason why, because right then you had knocked, your blessing got knocked, and you, your own self, bumped into that wall and knocked your own blessing. So you do not get into that place where you opening your mouth and saying things and you causing curses on your own mouth. You cannot open your mouth and say, Jesus Christ, thank you. You wake up, first thing you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God. Thank you, God, for me, God, I accept. And then 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you at work and your manager tell you, go do this or go do that. I'll do it. Or you, and they call your name, you're not listening. You at that point right there, you stepping into a demonic realm and you didn't even know. You are speaking double tongue, and that's a double mind. You can't do that. It's called duality. You have to stay in your blessed place. You open your mouth, blessings come in your place. And that manager right then and there had a position for you. But because you right then in your ownness, because your feet hurt, your ankle hurt, your tire hurt, you didn't want to walk over there and just get that broom and sweep that area up or wipe that down, you don't catch yourself out of a blessed place. You don't stop your promotion. You don't stop your financial increase because of your mouth and because of you. You don't want to get outside of you. We have to get outside of us. The Bible say, even in James, in the same verse, in James, and if you go down one more verse, it said, can a fig tree, my brother, and bear olive berries, either a vine fig? So can no mountain both yield salt water and fresh water? When you go up one, it said, do it for fountain send forth the same place, sweet water and bitter water. Have you ever went to a fountain and drank the water and it was bitter in there? And then it got sweet water in it. It's a confusion. It's a mix of confusion. You can't be weary on the walk. And I know it gets that way, but that's when you ask God. You open your mouth. This is where you stay in your blessed place. You open your mouth and ask God for the things that you want in your life. If you are not ready to your walk gracefully, God, please, God, help me, Jesus. Please, God, watch me in my tongue, oh, God. It's just that simple. Watch me, God. Keep my ears closed, oh, God. Let me not be wary of the things of this world, oh, God, because they are not things that you are supposed to place yourself in. Yes, you are a worldly person. Yes, you are an earthly individual. Yes, you are human. You have things in life that you're going to have to go through. You have to go through. You're going to have to go to the light company to pay your bills. You have to go through different things in life in order to facilitate your life. But let's not step out of the presence of God while we're doing that. Remain in the presence of God. Ask him for everything you need. Do not speak curses upon your life. Do not get into the mind battles and the gossip, the little gossip stuff, and with the world and with the internet and different things that goes on with the little subliminal messages and black lashes and little mean things that they put up on the internet and different things that'll stir your emotions. That's what it's sat there for. But if you get outside of that, and if once you know that, you'll get into a true understanding of yourself and what God's want for you in your life. He wants you to speak constantly blessings in your life. Constantly. I'm going to tell you this. I have a debilitating disease called fibromyalgia. It caused widespread pain in my body. And in the past of my body, I used to be in so much pain. I used to tell God, I can't take it no more, God. I don't know what I'm going to do, God. I used to walk around with this dismay of a feeling of like, it was like a cloud, a gray cloud. If you've seen the cartoon with a little cloud, gray cloud, walking over everybody, over this one person's head, but the sun just out. That's how I was walking around in life. I did not know I had to get up and walk up. Every morning I get up and I feel them pains, but I get up, I said, I speak life into my bones. I said, not today. You got to get up and go. Do your job. You got to get up and you got to take care of your family. You got to get up and you got to go. Do the God's work. It's people out here watching you. It's people out here that loves you. It's people that you love that you got to set forth the effort and set forth the foundation and set forth to be an example for them. Some people do not know that. So that's why we are here to now just facilitate. We're not trying to beat you up because that's not our job. It's not our job at all. But we want you to know that once you step into the righteousness of God, all your blessings will pour unto you. It's you. We blame the devil. We'll say the devil did it. The devil made me do it. You have the right, and you have free will of your own. God gave you free will. So the choice is yours to either walk the right path, the righteous path, or walk the wrong path. And you cannot blame someone else when you chose to walk that path. If you chose to be gossipy, if you chose to sit there and worry about the things that people do, yes, it's hard, but try not to. You try Jesus. You can't do it. Ask God. It's just that simple. Ask God. Before you think negative, think positive. Redirect it. They seep in. I'm not going to tell you they don't. They seep in, but the minute it do, you catch it. Just like you see a baby about to fall out of a chair, you catch that baby. You catch it.
Amen.
And you say, not today. We won't have this. That negative thought come up in your mind that you can't do it. I can. I will. I don't care if you've never seen an opportunity that come up in front of your face. Read the instructions. Go on YouTube. Go on the internet, and you find a way to do it. You figure it out. You ask God to download. You can stand right now and ask God to download the information unto you. God will tell you quickly how to do something. The information is endless. The manual is in the anointing. You can fly. God will download the instruction on you to how to fly a plane instantly, and you never flew one in a day in your life. That's the power of God. You have to walk into it. Ask for it. Ask for it. Back to you, Evangelist.
And we do know throughout the Word of God, we are told to be careful how we use our tongues. We have to even be careful with our tone. Our tone speaks volumes when we're talking to people. Our tones set the atmosphere. And I think that we probably do not even pay attention to it because it becomes a habit. You know, a lot of times we have anger within, we have strife within, we have different things within. So when someone asks you something or you speaking to someone, your very first words, the very first words that come out of your mouth is what's going to, and how you say it is what is going to set the atmosphere at that time. That's why it is so important that we are careful how we use our mouth. We are to pay attention to the words. We are never to speak things that are going to make people feel a certain type of way. Like, for instance, you never want words to come out of your mouth that make a person feel like that they need to give up or they're less than or that they should, just quit. Whatever their circumstances is, they just quit. They just stop doing it. Just, you know, you always want to be in a place. If that person, let me go back. If you have people that know the things that we're saying to you today and they just choose not to do it, I'm going to be like this. My breath is limited. So I can't continuously keep wasting it on people that don't want to change. But I'm talking about people who really do not know or who may need to be reminded today of just because it was a habit that they worked on, and then just over life changes, different things going on in their life or different people that they run with, circumstances took place and they got out of it. They got out of the place of where they stop paying attention to their actions. They stop paying attention to what they say. They stop paying attention to how they said things to people. We do not want to pollute ourselves or anybody else. We do not want to cause, when I say pollute, cause confusion. When you see pollution in some cities you go into, all you see when you coming up is the little factories with all of this stuff coming out in the air, and all you could fog, all you could see. You really can't even see clearly. You can't see clearly as to what is going on. So one thing we don't want to do is we don't want to let polluted words, polluted energy to come out of our mouths. We don't want anything negative to come out of our lips. In Proverbs 15:4, it tells us that willful contrary breaks down the spirit. When I say the word spirit, do not get this confused, because it's not talking about the Holy Spirit. It's talking about our spirit, your spirit, my spirit. That's what it's talking about. And I just wanted to make sure that you all understood that. That's Proverbs 15:4. Every scripture that we're giving you, please go back and read over it. In this scripture, it's talking about the human spirit, not the Holy Spirit, the human spirit. It's referring to our own spirit. And it's another problem when we do that, when we have the wrongful thoughts or we sit and say something negative to somebody, or even ourselves. Let me talk about self. Sometimes we get into a place where we start putting our own self down. We start speaking curses over our own self. Our negative attitudes that we wake up to, that is what commands your day. If you wake up negative, if you get up and somebody call you and you sitting and saying, how you doing today, evangelist leader? Girl, I got up last night. I was up all night. I was on that machine. I just started coughing all day. I thought I was going to die. Oh, no. See, those are things that we used to sit and talk about. Now that we are in a newness, now that we are in Christ, now that we have the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, we go back to what David did. We ask the Holy Spirit to allow our meditation, allow us to meditate on the things that we say. Because when I sit and I say, I felt like I was going to die, what am I doing? I'm speaking death into my life. I'm speaking death into my own life. So I need, you need, everybody needs to know that we have to be so careful of the things that we saying. You know, and then we get into a place when people get angry. They get angry. And then they use their mouth as the weapon, a mass weapon, mass destructive weapon to start hurting you and to start breaking down. And that breaking down gets you into a place, if you're not strong enough to fight it off, and it gets you into a place of depression. But we are to use the mouth to restore people, to speak healing into the atmosphere, to speak deliverance, to speak praises unto the Lord, to bring our sister and brother up in the time of need. You may not have you might not be in a place financially to help somebody that's in need, but you do have the biggest riches. You can use your tongue. The words that come out of your mouth can bring that person back into a place where you can encourage them, you can exhort them, you can let them know. Even if you have to get to a place when you get the Bible and you start reading the Bible to them, you are speaking outwardly. You are telling them what thus said the Lord is saying. You're still in a place where you're speaking, but you're not speaking that negative into them. We never want to get into a place where we, for one, self-condemnation. We constantly self-condemning ourselves. We constantly, in my younger years, my mouth was just so terrible. I would sit and say different things thinking that I was being cute or thinking that I was doing something better or running with the, you know, the big boys and the big girls and say things and end up not knowing that them very same things came to fruition and I was in a place and God had to remind me, this is what you said out your mouth. I don't care if it was 20 years ago. This is what you said out your mouth. This is what you was going around sitting and saying. This is what you was going around boasting and bragging about. So now you're here because this is what you asked for. And I want to sit and tell you, saints, please, please be in a place when the light bulb comes on. That's why it is such a blessing for me to be able to talk about the power of the tongue, because I've been in a place where I've been down because of my own choices, because of my own words. And then once I was start getting taught, reading the word of God, sitting up under somebody that didn't have a problem with teaching it, the light bulb came on and my mind, I start training my mind for it to go the other way. And I start getting up. I keep telling you all, I'm a writer. I write down daily affirmations that I sit and say. I have to start my day with daily affirmations. I have to start my day where I'm up saying this is what I want to happen on today, instead of talking about something negative, instead of having my mind in something negative that has taken place. I'm speaking about something positive, and guess what? If it does not happen on that day, I still don't give up. I get up the next day, and I say the same thing. I'm saying the same daily affirmations that I want for my life, the things that I want to happen throughout my day. And even if a situation comes up, I'm getting to a place where I'm not getting so, I'm not going to lie, I'm getting to a place where I'm not allowing the situations to just totally consume me. Because one thing we know about people, when people see that their words can control your actions and control what you can do, then guess what? You have just allowed them to enter into your playground. So every little activity that you do if they want to sit and say, when you go to that merry-go-round, you better not go on to that merry-go-round. You're going to break your ankle. I'm just using that as an example. You are allowing somebody else who's not at the place where you are, has not at the place where you're asking God to discipline your mind. You're asking the Holy Spirit to discipline you so those type of things don't come and make a difference to you. Those type of things do not shift your atmosphere where you've already created your atmosphere. You've already told God how you want your day to be. You've already told God that, Father, you've already healed me, so I'm just thanking you, Father. You've already delivered me, Father, so I'm just thanking you, Father. Because one thing about people, they will know the different things that they can hurt you, so they start bringing them back up. Especially the words, the things, your actions from your past. They start bringing those back up. But if you're conditioning your mind and you're overcoming what they're saying, when I say overcoming, when they start reminding you of your situation, you don't have to talk to them, but you can speak out into the atmosphere, I am victorious. I am a winner. I am those old things. All things have passed. I'm in a newness. I am a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You start speaking those positive things. You ignore the negative things that's coming to you, and you get into a place. I'm also a walker. My rug probably is just so worn out right now because as different things are coming towards me, I'm walking up and down. And I'm telling, this is what I'm saying to God. I'm letting God know I'm with you, Father. Yeah, it might have bothered me in the past. Yeah, these different things might have hindered me before. Yeah, these different things would have made me curse you out and be into a place I was ready to fight. But because I am with you and you are abiding in me, I am now an overcomer. I'm not going to sit and say I'm a person that's under construction. People sit and say that all the time. No, you are an overcomer because you are working to get to that place. You are no longer dwelling in the things that you used to do before. Every time you sit and continuously remind yourself of the negative, you bring in that same ugly feeling, that same hurtful feeling, that same embarrassing feeling back up into your life. Replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. And how do you do that? You start conditioning your mind. You make a conscious effort that it's time for a change. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. You got to be tired and sick and tired of continuing to do the same thing. Now, let me go into the natural. When I say you tired and sick and tired, that means when your telephone rings and you know that you always talking to somebody, whether they're gossiping or not. See, what I've learned through my experience, even if I don't say a word when the story get back, you done said 20. But guess what? It's nothing you could do but apologize because you was a part of that mess. Even if you did not say anything, even if you might have said something, you became a part of it. So that's why you have to put yourself in a place where you just don't say nothing. If you're not strong enough to tell the person, I don't want to hear it, I'm sorry, this, that, and other, just don't answer the phone. On all phones, you have a do not disturb button that you can push because it's so imperative that you stop allowing people to bring you into a place where your word, the words that you're saying, that they come out. And they may not hurt you. When you gossiping, the words that you're saying to somebody else may not hurt you, but when they come out, they hurt somebody else. And then you sitting back, and you got to either come up with a lie, or you're embarrassed, or you're ashamed. And God did not create us for us to be shamed. He did not create us to be in a place where we're walking around in embarrassment all the time. So I sit and say to please guard your mouth. David asked for God to put a guard over his mouth as well. Guard your mouth. Guard your mouth. And then once you ask him to guard your mouth, go back in and ask him to allow the words that's coming out, that they be acceptable to him. Because at the end of the day, that's who you want to please. That's who you want. That's who you want to make sure that when the time comes, you're able to hear the words, good job, my faithful servant. It's time to make a change. And one of the biggest changes that we need to change is our mouth and how we say things. We sit. I know if I come to a person and I say, how you doing today, Miss Davis? And that person say, what? I'm keeping it moving because I already know right then and there that it's an issue. I already know right then and there that this person got something that's going on. I don't know if it's your personality or not, but at the end of the day, I know that there's a problem because your tone has spoken. We should be speaking, using our mouths to speak healing into the atmosphere, to speak love into the atmosphere, to speak joy, to speak your futuristic plans, to start remind God. Use your tongue to remind God of the promises that he's already predestined for us. Stop using your tongue for negative things. And I sit and say it. It is a hard thing to do, especially when you've been doing it all your life. But you are an overcomer. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You are victorious. Do not sit in your same mess and waddle. This is a new season, new opportunities. Start speaking those opportunities out. Speak them into existence. Stop sitting there waddling, sitting on the phone, gossiping, doing all types of things, getting angry and just sitting and putting somebody down because you're not in agreement with what they said. Don't do that. It's time for us to use this powerful tool that God created. God created us. God gave us the tongue. Man did not understand this. Understand this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God created us. God allowed voice, sound to come out of our mouths. God gave it to us. He didn't give it to us for it to be a hurtful power, hurtful thing. But I do want to sit and say this to you. He did give it to you. So in areas where you need to be corrected, if somebody come and correct you, just receive it, especially if you know that you're not in a place where you're supposed to be. Don't look at it as if this person is trying to damn me. Don't look at this person trying to put me down. Maybe you need to look at it and say, listen, I see what you want. This person see what I'm truly going through. So now they're going to give me some words of encouragement. They're going to give me some words that's going to help me come out of my circumstance and my situation. Do not allow the tongue to be a weapon that destroys you. Allow the tongue to be a weapon that brings you life, that brings you into a positive, that you're able to sit and speak things into existence. And really, that's all I have to say about that. Minister Chiquita, do you have anything that you want to add? Okay,
just stay the course, event. Just stay the course, saints. Stay into your blessed place. Do not become stagnant. Know that God is the truth and the light. Power and death lies in your tongue. So speak life into your life instead of death. Stay in a positive place.
Amen.
Do not cause to stay in a positive place. Do not cause the procrastination to come into your life by you being your own bearer of bad news. Back to you, Evangeline.
Amen. And on that note, we pray that on today that everybody was able to get something out of this, because sometimes it's very important that we go back and remind ourselves, because we get complacent. We get into a place where we feel like everything is okay because somebody may not come back and say, did you know that you hurt my feelings, or did you know? So you feel like that you might be in a place, in a good place. But I sit and I decree and declare on today, those that are in a place right now where they need healing, that you get up and you decree and you declare healing over your body. If you need deliverance, you get up and you find out, you and only you know, you and God know what you need to be delivered from. You start speaking, telling, calling those things, put a name on it, and start decreeing and declaring that they shall be removed, that you are asking God. You are asking God to deliver you from those things, but you have to identify them and place a name on them. Those of you that are seeking financial gain and you know that you're in a place, you're in the right place with God, start speaking it into the atmosphere. Start speaking as if it has already took place. Don't keep saying the same thing. Speak, thank God. Thank God for your increase. Speak it. Thank him. Start thanking God more. And I promise you that things will shift in your life. But you have to, you are the number one key player. You are the key player of your own life. You are the one that makes the conscious decisions, and you are the one that makes the decision whether I want to remain the same or I want to change in my life. But I want to leave you with today, if you get into a place where you become angry, you become overwhelmed, you just depressed, whatever it may be, ask God to help you to meditate so you can make sure that the words that come out of your mouth is acceptable to him. Now, I want to say this. If you're in a place where you need help, or you are overwhelmed, if you need to cry out to the Lord, cry out to him. Make your petition known. Make your petition known so he can send you the help that you need. Don't sit and allow it to stay within. Make your petition known. Scream it out. Cry it out. Do whatever it needs. And once you get it out of there, replace it. Because once it stays empty and you go into another area, guess what? It's more is going to come back in and start take those, even them old feelings, some old thoughts can come right back in, and they're going to bring somebody. Let's go back to this playground. Get into a place where you can honestly sit and say, Father, I'm ready for a change. Father, I want the words to come that comes out of my mouth to be acceptable to you, Lord. Lord, help me, Father God. Condition, discipline my mind, Father, so that I can be conscious of the things that are being said, that I can be conscious that you, Father God, it's a knowing, Lord Jesus, that you, they will be acceptable to you. We love you. We leave you with peace. Know that God loves us unconditionally, and we are just so grateful and thankful that he has given us an opportunity to share his word, to feed his body, to put you in a place where you thirst no more. Again, we just say to you, peace be unto you. Think about the things that come out of your mouth before saying them. And if you have intentionally hurt someone, go back and ask them for forgiveness. Let that word come out of your mouth on today. And if you haven't told someone that you love them, let the word love come out of your mouth today. In Jesus' name, we ask all of these things to go forth. In Jesus' name. So we'll see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have a blessed day. And remember, be very conscious of what comes out of your mouth. Peace.